The pass his mom. Wasting too much time. I can't hear you.
It's not working.
It's not working.
Should I tell him or?
It's just not, yeah. So he's not feeling well. Hello? Are you with me?
I'm sure was.
Okay. All right. It's not working, so it's wasting too much time. Okay, let's begin. Yesterday we had a lot of different dinim we have to do. We did. I want to continue upon this. We have a lot to do. Okay. I want to begin with the concept of where it says in the Gemara, Kol Shehu and Kol Sheyeshbo. If you want, you can tell them, you can call in to someone and listen over the phone. Okay. The Gemara said, Kol Sheyeshbo and Kol Shehu, correct? The Gemara had both concepts, Kol Shehu and Kol Sheyeshbo. So, this Gemara, Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, it is also quoted later on in the Gemara. Please get it down, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara later on in Mem Dalet Amud Aleph writes, B'Shem Rebbe Chanina, Kol Shehu Michamesh Aminim, B'Schila, Mevarach Bre Minim Mizonos, Lachav Mevarach Ala Michia. Okay, we got that? Let's get it down, Gabriel. Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes in the name of Chanina, anything's Kol Shehu, Mechamez Aminim, you say Mizonos and Al Michia. We know what the word Kol Shehu taught us. What did Kol Shehu teach us? Only the five as opposed to what orders V'dofim, correct? What daf is that? Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. It says black on white, it says Mizonos and Al Michia. What it doesn't say is Kol Sheyeshbo, what the Brach Achron is. So that's what I want to begin shir with. Please get it. I mean, if you have a taruvis, if you have a taruvis with Chamesh Aminim in it, we know you say a Mizonos, but what do you say for the Brach Achron? That's not in the Gemara. That was not in the Gemara. Okay? So I want you to get this down. The Rif on Laman Zayin is in the Rosh and Simon Zion, which I gave you, they don't bat an eyelash. And they say Kol Sheyeshbo, Mechamish Aminim, you say Brach Achas Men Sholosh. You say Alamechia. You got it, Sam? The Rif and the Rosh say, without a doubt, just like Kol Shehu, Lamaisa, it is Chamesh Aminim, is Vavarach, Rebbe Nizos, Alamechia. Kol Sheyeshbo, there is no what? Kol Sheyeshbo, there is no mentioning of a Brach Achrona in the Gemara. The Rif and the Rosh say, it should follow, there would be a Din Alamechia. Says the Ra'ah, on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, get it down, dear Maskel Toni, what happens if there's not, thank you Jake, what happens if there's not a Kazayis B'dchiyah Chliyah Pras? What happens if there is not a Kazayis B'dchiyah Chliyah Pras made up of the Dogon? What happens if there is not a Kazayis B'dchiyah Chliyah Pras? The amount of time to eat, 9 minutes or 4 minutes. There's not enough Tarubis Kazayis B'mini Dogon, that to eat Bechrei Achilles Pras. Yeah, Shim'ein Bekaruz Kezayis Bechrei Achilles Pras. You don't have that much of the Chameshus Mini Dogon. What is the din in that case? Even if you eat the Dogon itself, you would not be able to say what? Ala Michia. Right? So what will be the din in this shir? The same din would also be the same. You would not say Amazonos, you would not say Ala Michia. Because since it's mixed up in a mixture, Allah Almighty says the Ra'ah, since it's mixed up in a mixture, the din is, Shimein b'kizayis b'chdei achilis pras, you don't even have enough for Maisa b'chdei achilis pras. There's not in that terubis a kizayis mini dogon b'chdei achilis pras. So even if you would eat the dogon itself, isolated, you would not be able to say a bracha of alamichia. So therefore, this shear is so small in this terubis, not only should you not say Alamichi, you shouldn't even say a brave name is Onos. This is what the Ra'ah writes on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Okay? That is the Chiddush of the Gemara. Okay? Again, we start off Shir by saying that Kol Shehu tells me what? These five and nothing else. You say Amazonos and Alamichi. And what Daf is that? A Memdalad Amud Aleph. But the Gemara of Kol Sheyeshbo does not, which means Taruvis, does not say what the Brach Achron is. So the Rif and the Rosh said the Brach would be Alamichi. So the Ra'ah says there's a caveat to that. What happens if the mixture does not enough, does not put tarubis, kazas mini dogon, bichlech mis pras? That even if you eat it by itself, you wouldn't have enough shear to have, say what? To see the alamichia. You wouldn't have good to see you in the tunnel. So you would see b'feiris l'mai, so this shear itself, it doesn't have enough to say what? To say alamichia on its own. So he wants to say, the Rosh says, forget about it. This tarubis, it's not peremin mizonos, it's not alamichia. This is the chiddush. There is not the tarubis kezayis, there's not enough, Lomaisa. There's poshut not enough. Again, the amount of time it would take you to eat the whole thing in 4 minutes or 9 minutes. You don't have that shear. It's a minuscule shear. So if it's a minuscule shear, what does the Rif, what does the Ra'ah say? You will not say mezonos on alamichia. Yes, Jacob.
So is he saying that in the mixture there is less than a kezayis of the minidogon, or is that
there's less than a kezayis to eat b'chdei achilus pras?
Meaning there might be a kezayis in there, it's just
yes.
That you're not going to be able to eat it with enough time.
If you would isolate, no. We're saying there's a minute amount. There's such a minute amount.
So it's less than a kezayis.
It's less, there's not in the teruah, it's a kezayis b'chdei achilus pras. So a full kezayis, less than that. The amount of time it would take to eat 4 minutes and 9 minutes.
That measurement is that
it's a small amount, Lamaisa. You could eat it in 3 seconds, Lamaisa. You don't need 4 minutes or 9 minutes to eat it. You don't need 4 minutes or nine so minutes to eat the kezayis. Yes, that's the shear. Remember we said for Bracha Achrona? You have to eat the shear of a kezayis within the window 4 minutes and 9 minutes. But there's not enough of the kezayis to fill up that window.
Why does it matter?
It's so small. Why does it matter? It shows that it's a minuscule amount.
The kedai of those crowds is eating a kezayis. You don't have a kezayis here. It doesn't matter how important.
That's the way that we say it over that. It's a very small amount. It's a very small amount. It's such a small amount that it doesn't warrant you to say this din of alamichia or mezonos. That is the Ra'ah's chiddush. What's not clear about that, Jacob?
In the actual mixture, there isn't a kezayis?
Of course there's a kezayis, but there's not a kezayis of mine dogon.
Okay, so there's not a kezayis of mine dogon.
Yes, of course there's a kezayis. I said that to you before. There's a kezayis of the food. But in the mixture of the food, there's not a kezayis of achilles pras, of mine dogon. Therefore, you don't invoke the din of kol she'yeshbo. That is the chiddush of the Ra'ah, which makes a lot of sense. It's so small, you can't say kol she'yeshbo. I understand kol she'yeshbo tells me it's small. Granted, it's small, so what's the difference? Small. But if it's so small that you don't have a kezayis b'chdei achilus pras, you don't have a kezayis b'chdei achilus pras that would take 4 minutes or 9 minutes to eat, that's really small. Then it would not be a mezonos and an alamichia. This is against the Avudrom and the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch paskins b'feirish that even if there's not a kezayis b'chilus pras from mine dogon, you still say mezonos because it has tam dogon, but you say a brain of fossos. Brain of fossos, rabos v'chasonan, this is in Shulchan Aruch, simin reish ches siftes. Do you have your Mishnah Berurah? You didn't bring your Mishnah Berurah? Reish ches siftes. Says it b'feirish. If you don't have a kezayis b'chdei achilus pras, what's the din? You say a mezonos, Lamaisa? He says you do say a mezonos, but you say brain of fossos. Because it's a minuscule amount in the taruvis. A minuscule amount. There's not even a kezayis b'chdei achilus pras.
Is it
tam? Because of the tam, there is a mezonos. This is the chiddush of what? This is the chiddush of the Ra'ah against who? Against Avudrom, the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, and also the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, okay? Shulchan Aruch says it's Beferish. Again, I didn't bring the Mishra Brewer, okay? You got this?
Is there a shear from here? Is that like a
fake? Like a Bracha Rishona. Right. There is no shear.
So why is it different?
Because for the Tam, Lamaisa.
Right. So
the Tam is enough to give it a Bremen in Mizonos.
Between the Ra and the Mishra Brewer, why is one saying, because of the Kazayas, that's why.
The Ra'ah is v'chadish.
Yeah.
Let's get the whole thing again, okay? What do we say by kol she'yeshbo? What is kol shehu? These five and nothing else. What is kol she'yeshbo? Kol shehu, what does it say in the Gemara Mendalad? Say mezonos and alamichia.
Right.
What does it say about kol she'yeshbo? It doesn't say anything about the bracha alamichia.
Right.
What is the riff in the what are the riff in the Rosh? You say what? You say al michir. What the Ra'ah comes along and says he has a chiddush. I don't think so. If it's a small amount, what is that small amount? There's not a kazayas of mini daga b'kdei achivas pras. It's such a small amount. What do you say in that case? You don't say mizonos. You don't say al michir. Whatever you say, shahako. I don't know. Whatever the stuff's made up of, but you're not saying mizonos. You're not saying al michir. He says it plays a role even in the Bracha Rishona. That is not accepted by the Avudram, the Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch paskins, as long as you have tam, if there's tam dagan in there, then that's enough to say what? Gavriel, you got this? You say mizonos with a what? Brain of fashos. Okay? That is the Psak Halacha. Okay? That is the Psak Halacha. Now, Lamaisa, we take this one step further. The Magen Avraham writes in Reish Ches, Sof Sif Katan Ted Vav. He says that the Shulchan Aruch we just said that you say mizonos and al-abrein afashos is only when you mix it with kemach orez v'dochan. When you mix the chameshes mini dogan with kemach orez v'dochan. But if you mix it with a regular tafshel, any other food, you will say al-amichi afterwards. Even if there's not enough flour of the shear by itself of a kezayis b'chrei achilis pras. This is what the psak of the Magen Avraham is. We're going to say. Yes, the Magen Avraham says that the Shulchan Aruch says, Davka, if you mix the five mine doga with kemach orez v'dokhan, will you say what? Mizonos and brain of fossils. But if you mix it with the tafshil, then you say mizonos and alamichia. Even if the kemach itself does not have the shear of achilis pras. Akshas b'dachilis pras. And the Mishabrura in Sifkot and Memches argues and says, even if you mix it with the Tavshil, if you don't have a Kazayis at least, Bislechlis Pras of Mine Dagon, the Bracha will be Brain of Fashos. The Bracha will be Brain of Fashos.
Even if you do not have by itself
a Kazayis Bislechlis Pras, the Bracha is Brain of Fashos. That's the Mishabrua argues on the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham again says, if you mix the Chamesh Minim with the Kemach Orez V'dochan, then it's one Mizonos Brein HaFashos. But if you mix it with the Tavshil, even if the Kemach's not enough on its own, of Kazayis Pras, it'll be a what? It'll be an Al Nechim. Mishabrua says no. He says, even in that case, where you mix it with the Tavshil, if there's not enough flour, because Kazayis Pras, the Bracha will be Brein HaFashos. This is the what? This is the Psak Halacha that I wanted you to get. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, with this in mind, this, the Magen Avraham, used this to answer a steer in the Mechaber. From Sif Beis to Sif Tes, in Reish Ches. What is the stira? The Mechaber in Sif Beis seems to say that you say Alamichia, even if there's not a Kazayas Bechle Achilles Pras of the Mine Dagon, you still say Alamichia. Whereas in Sif Tes, Lamaisa, in Sif Tes Lamaisa, he says, it's considered to be a situation where what? Where you don't say Alamichia, you only say Brein HaFashos. So it's a stira between Sif Beis and Sif Tes. How do you answer the stira? Magen Avraham says, no problem. Sif Beis is when you say Alamichia, is when you're mixing with a Tavshil. Sif Tes is when you're mixing with Kemach, Orez, the Kemach Dochan. And that is how he reconciles the what? That is how he reconciles the stira in the Mechaber. And the Prima Godim says the answer is Hesper is like this: Kemach Orach the Ozen, the Kemach Oras the Dochan is the same Kemach. It's the same taste. It's the same taste. It's the same feeling. There's no difference between the two Kemachim, and therefore there's no way you're going to be able to say Alamichia if you don't have a Kzayis V'Dechilchas Pras Halacha L'Maisa. That's what he wants to say. Whereas if you have what? If you have mixing with the tafshil can mitzdarif to the shear, and therefore I can say what? I can say a full-fledged alamichia halacha l'maisa. This is the chiddush that we want to bring out. So let's say it again, okay? Let's say it again. There's a lot we got to do today, Mizusha. Okay? The Magen Avraham, we have his shita, he answers a steer in the Mechaber. The Mechaber sows for himself in Sif Beis and Sif Tes. Sif Beis, he says, if you don't have a Tarubis Kedei Achilis Pras, what does he say you say? What does he say you say? No, he says you say Alamichia. That's Sif Beis. In Siftes, what does he say? Siftes, he says, you say what? Say Brena Foshos. What is the difference between Sifbeis and Siftes? Sifbeis is talking about a situation where you mixed it with what? Kemach Orez Vidalchan, so it didn't accomplish anything. So if it didn't accomplish anything, right? If it didn't accomplish anything, Lamaisa, in Siftes, we're talking about a situation where you mixed it with what? With Kemach Orez Vidalchan. It didn't accomplish anything, so therefore the bracha is brain of fossils. In Sif Beis, you mix it with a tafshil. If it became a tafshil, you mitzarif it together, and therefore what? You say alamichia. Sif Beis, you say alamichia. That's where you mix it with a tafshil. Sif Tes is where you say brain of fossils. That's where you mix it only with what? Kemach Oras and Kemach what? Dolchan. Therefore, they're the same thing. So it's like you didn't add anything. Whereas when you mix with the tafshil has been starved to the oichel and gives it a shear, and therefore gives it a shear, it warrants an alamichia. That is the chiddush. That is the chiddush, and that's how the Magen Avraham wants a differential between Sif Beis and Sif Tes. Halacha l'maisa. That's what he wants to say. Okay? That's an answer we want to suggest, l'maisa. And the truth of the matter is, it comes out, l'maisa, from the Mishnah Berurah, he seems to say, l'maisa, that in Sif Beis, the case was there was a Kedas Pras on its own of the flour. Mishnah Berurah writes that himself, Halacha L'maisa, in Sif Katan Zion. But that's not what the Magen Avraham says. So what emerges is the following. Let's get it again, L'maisa. What we're saying is that this is a very, very interesting din of Kol Shehu and Kol Sheyesh Bo, but you say it's not a magic. You only say it when you want. When you say kol shu, what's the din? Kol shu, you say the bracha of mizonos and what? Alamichia. Right, so we know the psak is what? Mizonos and only what? Brena fashos. When you say kol sheishbo, it doesn't tell us a mendal what the bracha achron is. So the Rif and the Rosh say, no problem, it's an alamichia. What did the Rosh say? Only if you have the what? Only you have the kezayis b'chliachlis bras will you say alamichia. If you don't, you're not going to say a mizonos or an alamichia. What did Avud Ram, the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yonah say to that? What do they say? As long as it has tam, right? You said Akiva, what's the din? As long as you have tam, what's the din? You say what? You say Mizonos and Alam Mechia. As long as it has the tam. Allah Lamaisa. What did you say?
Why is tam enough to make Mizonos?
Because Bracha Rishona. Bracha Rishona, as long as you have the tam. You say Abraham Mizonos, you say Abraham Fashos. Has the tam. The Rif in the Rosh say Beferish say Alamichia. They don't even bring up Kzeach. I don't know if they're arguing. They just bring up, didn't discuss it. They didn't discuss the Shir. They didn't discuss the Shir Kzeach. That's what the Ra brings to the table. So the Ra says, if you don't have it, you don't say Mizonos, you don't say Alamichia. Says the Mechaber, the Avud Ram, and the Rebbe Yonah, no. You still say Mizonos because it has Tandagam, and you'll say Brena Fashos. Everyone got that up till now? Comes along the Magen Avraham and says, what? 1 second. The only time that you're going to be able to say what? The Shulchan Aruch says you say Mizonos is when you what? Is when you mix it with what? When you mix it with what? Mizonos and Brena Fasos, when you mix it with what? Kemach Orez V'dochar. But if you mix it with a Tafshol, then you can even say a what? Alamichia.
Can we repeat that?
If you mix it with the Kemach Dochan V'Orez, then in a Hanami it'll be a Mizonos and Brena Fasos. But if you mix it with what? A tafshil, the tafshil augments the whole shear, and it'll be a mizonos and an alamichia. And that's how the Magen Avraham splits Sif Beis and Sif Tes. That there's no steer. In Sif Beis, he says, you say alamichia, what's he talking about? There's no tarus, achas, ras. What's the answer? You're mixing with the what? The tafshil. Excellent. And in Sif Tes, where you say brena fashos, what's it talking about? You mix it with what? Kemach Orez, Kemach Dolan, which are the same thing, says the Prima Gadol. So you haven't done anything. So Memeila, it'll be a Mizonos and a what? And a Brena Fashos. Now the Mishnah Berurah actually says, Sif Beis is, you know why it's Alamichia? Because there is a Kzayis B'Dechilas Pras. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about a case where there is Kzayis B'Dechilas Pras. So that Lamaisa would be what? Would be a possible what? Possible answer to this theory. Yes, go ahead.
Prima Gadol
was Masber the Magen Avraham. That if you mix it, the Chameshis Mini Dogan with the Dochan and the Orez, you have not augmented anything. It's the same taste. It's the same taste. You haven't accomplished anything. He says, Kevinche Kemach Shal Orez Vedochan Gam Kemach Amara Echad Lahem. You haven't done anything. You follow me, Gavriel? So therefore, they haven't done anything, therefore it's going to remain what?
There's a kazayas of that.
What'd you say?
There's going to be a kazayas of the kemah horeth.
He says it doesn't add anything. That's what he wants in Tanya. It doesn't add anything. No, no. Therefore, Lamaisa Siv Beis is Reina Fashos. Hasn't accomplished anything. Right? That's the din. That's Siv Tess. Siv Tess is Reina Fashos.
Why would a different Tavshil make it?
Because Lamaisa becomes culinary part of the food, Lamaisa. That's the Chiddush. I'm glad he asked me that. If it becomes part of the Tavshil, you think it makes it qualitatively like the flour squared or cubed now. That's the Chiddush.
Almost like having ors and
makes it worse.
Makes
yeah, correct. Doesn't do anything. I don't say it makes it worse, but it doesn't add anything. Doesn't add anything. If you're machshel, remember we once mentioned by Kiddush, when you have the cracker with the egg salad and the tuna, sometimes the egg salad and the tuna can be starved to the shear. It's the same thing here. The same thing. The tafshel is coming to machshel the oichel. So it's bestarved with the oichel of the shear of kezayis. That's the Kiddush you want to bring out. Yes, Nate.
Everyone's saying that the ores and dochen are the same items brought as a matter.
Yeah, we're not getting into the lemaisa about that. We're assuming this is for the shear. The shear did been started for a bracha achrona. Shear did been started for a bracha achrona. Okay, everyone got this?
Yeah.
Want me to say it one more time? Yeah, one more time, let's say it. Okay, it was a hard thing. Let's say it one more time. Our Gemara says, Kol Shehu tells me what? Kol Shehu tells me what? The five and not anything outside. It's a mizonos. What does it say? A mem dalet and an aleph? Not an argomara. It's a mem dalet. It says mizonos and alamichia. What does it say regarding one? Kol sheyeshbo? Doesn't say anything about a bracha achrona. What are the riff and the rush fill in the blank? Alamichia. Excellent, guys. What does the Ross say? Not that he argues like Noam said. He said, I want to add a caveat into this. I want to tell you that if there's a small amount that's not a shear of dagon, of b'theach this pras, and as Jacob said, of course the thing has a, because I asked the whole thing. But This ingredient doesn't have that. So what does he say? That's not considered to be enough to consider yeshbo. And therefore, what will be the din? No mizonos and no alamichia. Whatever the bracha will be, let's say shakel bread of fush to be simple. Fine. Whose shita was that? The ra'ah. Who argues on it? The mechaber, the avudrom, and the rabbi Yonah. What do they say? That as long as there's a tam what? Tam mizonos. You say mizonos and bread of fush. Correct. What does the Magen Avraham come along and say? That's only when you mix it with what? That's only when you mix it with what? It's only when you mix it, Chamesh Yaminim, with Kemach, Oriz, V'dokin, it'll be what? It'll be, this is the Magen Avraham. It'll be with what? It'll be Brein HaFashos, correct. It'll be Alamich, it'll be Mizonos, and what? Brein HaFashos. But if you mix it with the Tafshel, what'll be the thing? Mizonos and what? Alamichian, as Ben said, because the whole thing augments, becomes culinary beautifully. And what is the Mishnah, before we get to the Mishnah, and how does the Magen Avraham reconcile the student in the Mechaber? When he says it's Siv Beis, do you say what? When he says it's Siv Beis, you're talking about Alamichian, what are you talking about? With the Tafshil, right? And what is he talking about in Siv Tess? Lamaisa? When he's talking about in Siv Tess? He's talking about Orz V'dolchon, correct. It doesn't accomplish anything, says the Magen Avraham. You haven't done anything. Correct. And what does the Mishnah Berurah say? That Siv Beis is the reason why it's on the Chiz. It has a Kizayas Mechiz Pras on its own from the Chamesh Mini Dagan. So according to Mishnah Berurah, Lamaisa with Bechla was not a steer at all. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay. Everyone got that? Yes, Nate.
The Ra'ah said it's not Al Mechiz, not by Mizonos. We're saying that's by what? That's by Torres with Dokhen, or is it by anything else? Or we don't know.
No, no. The Ra'ah is talking about Chameshis Mini Dagan. This whole Mahalach is Chameshis Mini Dagan.
Okay.
This whole Mahalach is going to be... We're talking about Chameshis Mini Dagan Levad.
There's no
Kizayas
of it.
Right. There's no Kizayas of it. Mashir Kedeh. It's not a very small amount of Chameshis Mini Dagan in this Taruvus. Does it zap it as being a Mizonos and Alamichia? That depends.
The Ra'ah says it doesn't make a Mizonos or Mizonos.
Correct.
It's mixed with what?
What do you say?
Wait, it's mixed with the
Oriz? No, it's talking about Oriz. The only thing that Oriz comes up is with the Magen Avraham that said, what was the Chamesh Mini Dagan mixed with? That's all. We're not talking about Oriz with Dolph. We're not Chamesh Mini Dagan here. The only time we brought up the Oriz was with the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, what was the Chamesh Mini Dagan mixed with? If it was mixed with rice and millet, there's no addition. Right. If it was mixed with the Tafshel, then it's augmented. That's the only time he came up with
it. So the any mixture, it's not
alamichia,
not
we're talking about kol sheyesh bo chamishas mini dagan.
Yes.
You take those, the mini dagan and mix it in the taruvus.
With what?
With eggs, meat, anything, anything.
Okay.
So Magen Avraham is the only one who brought up that if you mixed it with rice or dochin, you're not accomplishing anything. That's all. What's not clear about that? The whole time we're talking about Chamesh Min Adam, not about Orz V'Dov. The only time Orz V'Dov came up was with the Magen Avraham. That was just, it was just used as saying what you've mixed in is, hasn't accomplished anything. That's all. Because it's like mixing with itself. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's not clear about that?
So you're always arguing on the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham.
Yes, because they're commenting within the Shulchan Aruch. Who argues on the Raw?
Okay.
What did Avud Ram Rabbeinu Yonah and Shulchan Aruch say? They say, you say what? Mizonos or Breinu Fashos? What did the Raw say? You say Shahakon Breinu Fashos. So they're arguing on it. So within that, Lamaisa, then you have the Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah. Within that, you have the Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah. Okay? All right. Noam, you had a kasha before you got it? Okay, very good. That's the first shtick we got to do. Okay, back to the Gemara now, guys. Let's go. Okay? What does Gemara say here now? All right? We're up to Va'oriz, V'dolchen, Loma, V'archin, and Bremen, and Mizodos. Everyone got it?
Yeah.
Usher, go ahead. Read the Gemara. Fifth line from the top. Eighth line from the top. Va'oriz, V'dolchen, Loma, V'archin, and Bremen, and Mizodos. Go ahead. You mean to tell me you don't say Brahman and Mazon? Horus Vedoka? Go ahead. Vatanya, we read the brackets. Go ahead, Vatanya.
Vatanya, it was taught. Avail the fun of Pas Horus with Pas Dokin, the Bracha on the Tchila the Sof, Kemase Kadera. That you make the Bracha on bread of Horus and Dokin like you would on Mase Kadera.
You say a Bracha in the beginning, Bracha and Kemase Kadera. Go ahead. Vigabe what?
Vigabe Mase Kadera.
Mase Kadera is like a tafshul that's cooked up. Tanya says in Brysa. Oh, so what's the kasha?
It seems to say that you make a bar mitzvah.
Yeah, it says you say a bar mitzvah, you say ala michya. Correct. Great kasha, no? What's the difficulty with this kasha? What's the difficulty with this kasha? The kasha is that what? And the Divrei David asks this kasha, but Yosef says the same thing. What kind of kasha is this? What are Rav and Shmuel talking about? Rav and Shmuel were talking about what? Maisik Deir. They're not talking about pas. Not talking about rice bread and millet bread. Rice bread and millet bread, Lamaisa, is not good stuff. Right? The Bryce is talking about rice bread and millet bread. Maybe, Lamaisa, it's possible that they would agree, Lamaisa. Right? Maisik Deir Shor Zochen, you don't say a brave name. The Bryce, it says what? That's the kasha. The kasha is the Bryce, it says, talking about possible orders. Maybe it's possible to be Moda in that case. Lamaisa, what does Gemara compare the two together, Lamaisa? That's the basic choice. It's bothered by the same kasha. Why are you asking Rav and Shmuel from the Brisa? They were talking about where you did not make Oris from Pas. You made a Maisik Deira. And Maisik Deira, maybe you don't say a Brahman name is Onos. And the Brisa is talking about possible Oris. Maybe they agree that you say Brahman name is Onos. Why are you hacking on Rav and Shmuel? They weren't talking about bread. They're talking about Maisik Deira. And it says you brought rice bread in front of you, you say, Bracha, take this off, kill Maisik Deira. The Gabi Maisik Deira, what does it say? It says, Bremen Min Azonos, and it says, Brach Aksmen Sholosh. Shkoya, fine. But they weren't talking about pas. They weren't talking about rice bread and millet bread. Right? They weren't talking about that. They were talking about what? Maisik Deira. What is the kasha of the Gemara? Sam, you follow me? The Gemara has a very strong kasha, it seems. Oh, Orz Vokidot Zim Azonos, and we say, rice bread we do. Right? What do you say to that? So the answer is the Divrei David and the Kesef Mishnah. I'm sorry, the Kesef Mishnah. The Beis Yosef says the Feirish. They both say lafalo. They both say when the Gemara asks the kasha from bread, rice bread is bad stuff. Bread, it is bad stuff. Rice bread. It is not the derech to make bread out of rice. Maisik deira is the normal way to use bread and dochen. And it's even more chashuv than pas oriz v'dolchen. And the ikra achila is through maisik deira. So therefore, if the ikra achila, the price is a great kasha. If it says an oriz, you say a mazonos, in all situations, even if you make it from bread, kol shekein, if you have maisik deira rice, you're going to say a mazonos. That is the way you reinterpret the Gemara.
I don't really understand.
Rice bread is the worst. So since rice bread is the worst, and on that you say mazonos, so kol shekein, if you do it in the form of a maisik deira, you're going to say Mizonos. Therefore, the kasha is a great kasha now.
I'm saying, why do we think it was not a good kasha?
The reason why we didn't think it was a good kasha is because maybe rice bread is a higher level, and on that lamaisa, you'll say a mizonos. But on maisa kedera, maybe not. We thought we were attacking Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel said beferish, you don't say a mizonos, correct? So the Gemara asks that kasha and says, well, on rice bread it says you do. Well, maybe rice bread you do, but maybe maisa kedera you don't.
Well, the Gemara says the
fares
that on
my
secondary
same as on as well. Not of what? Not on rice. Not on rice. Let's say it again. No mice. Okay? What did the Gemara say? Got really with me?
Yeah.
It says Oriz Vidok and you don't say Brahman Amazonas. Yes? What did the Gemara ask on that? Classical case of using rice as Maisa Kedera. The Gemara asks on that from rice bread. Rice bread it says you say Amazonas. Right? Kim Maisa Kedera. The Gabi Maisa Kedera, it says you say what? You say Mizonos and Alamithia. Maybe when you make rice as a Maisa Kedera, you say what? You say Mizonos and Alamithia. Right?
Oh, that would be better.
The Kasher asks on rice bread, the Maisa. On the bread itself, maybe that's a Mizonos. But on Maisa Kedera rice, maybe it's bad. So therefore, Rav and Shmuel, there's no Kasha on them. So what was the first Kasha? That's what we asked. The answer is that your premise for kasha is wrong. Rice bread is bad.
No. Yeah.
Rice bread is bad. In fact, on rice bread you say mizonos. How much worse on mice if they were rice, you're going to say mizonos. Now the kasha is understood. You got it?
Yeah.
Let's say it again. You got it now, Noam? The Gemara asks, Oriz and Dokhin, we don't say mizonos. The Gemara says, but it says beferish pas, rice bread and pas dokhin, we do say mizonos. Right? Like Maisa Kedera. What kind of kasha is that? Maybe rice bread is so gavaltic. On that you say a Brahmin Mizonos. But on Maisa Kedera of rice bread, you don't say a Mizonos. So what's your kasha? The Teretz is that rice bread is terrible. The Teretz to understand the kasha. Rice bread is so bad and it's still a Mizonos. How much more so Maisa Kedera of rice? That's where the Gemara is driving at. And the Beis Yosef says it's beferish. Simon Reish Ches, I gave it to you. Siv Zayin Maskavanira, that the Gemara knew. That only the Chamesh Minim are you Mechakin Pasa Maisa Kedera. Other things, what are other things? Like rice, we are never Mechakin rice bread and the Bruch of the Tafshil. If on the rice bread you say Mizonos, on its Tafshil you say Mizonos, and therefore the Kasha makes a lot of sense. Yes, Yecheskel, you got it. Yeah, that's the base. That's how the base. Yosef the Divrei David says the same thing. Yes, the Tana. Yes, but it's not as good as a regular pot or maisa kedera of rice that you make.
So anything that would be like a bread, like barley bread, or anything that would be, we're saying that below, let's say bread is a special chashivas, that anything that would be made of, even if it's made of something like random, like rice, it's going on the bread, not on the rice.
Right, at this point in the Gemara, it's saying you're going to say mizonos. Okay? All right, very good. That's the pshat in the Gemara. Now, what's the teretz? Let's see. Go ahead, Usher. What's the Gemara's teretz? Please get that. Please get the Havana of the Kash and the Teretz. First glance when you read it, it should jump out at you. What kind of Kash is that? Bread maybe is different. Maybe bread is a Mizonos. But maybe Maisa Kedera, they're right, there shouldn't be a Mizonos. No! Rice bread is horrible. So if on rice bread you say Mizonos, go get on the Maisa Kedera. Yes, Gabriel, you got it? Go ahead, Usher.
Maisa Kedera,
but
look at Maisa Kedera.
Excellent, go ahead.
It is like it in that you make a bracha before and after. The local Maisa Kedera, the Yibu the Maisa Kedera, the Tchila of Bar Mitzvahs, who is so bracha achas and yinshalosh, the Lahalcha, the Tchila of Bar Chalash Shachko Niyabit Bar, who is so bar nefashis rabbis vechas ramon, oko mashabar.
Excellent. Notice it doesn't say Shabarata. Okay, so Gemara gives an answer. A lot of guys were bothered by this, which is a very, very good horror. You need the brisa to tell me you have a bracha in the beginning of the end? For sure, in the beginning we knew there's a bracha. You can't read anything without a berakas nanda. That's for sure. Bracha betchila besolf. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. That's a chiddush? But the answer is good. The answer is good. We have a bracha before, we have a bracha achra. Okay? But the bracha is such that we say a what? A shakal and a brin afosha. So still Rav and Shmuel are strong. We have a good answer. Okay? So let's offer two pshat to answer that kasha. What kind of chiddush is that? You need you say a bracha betchila besolf. Shkoyach. Last time I checked, you always say a bracha betchila and bracha besolf. So, lemaisa, it could be the Pnei Yeshua wants to argue, and the Divrei David, they want to say The Iker Chiddush of the Braisa is not that we're saying Bernafashos. The Iker Chiddush of the Braisa is that we're not saying Hamotzi and Birkas Hamazon. That's the Iker Chiddush of the Braisa. Even though you made bread out of Orez V'dochen, it's not going to be like regular classic of wheat bread, like the Tanel said, and you're not going to say Hamotzi and Birkas Hamazon. It's Maisa Kedera. So just like Maisa Kedera, you don't say Hamotzi and Birkas Hamazon, so too on Pas Orez V'dochen, you're not going to say Hamotzi and Birkas Hamazon. That is the Chiddush. I understand, but that's how we're reading it. The Tchila B'Sof is that it doesn't have a generic bracha of bread, Nate. It doesn't carry with it Amotzi and Birkas Hamazon, but rather L'maise, it's like a Maise Kedera, which also doesn't have Amotzi and Birkas Hamazon either. And that's what it means, Kim Maise Kedera. It's like a Maise Kedera of an Oris. Even if you make Oris Pas, it's like a Maise Kedera of Oris. Pas of Oris is meaningless.
Is there a thought to think that Maise Kedera would be Amotzi though?
Maybe. Anything that's bread, you would think that. The Chiddush is, the Chiddush of the Braisa says, don't think that for one moment. And that's what it meant to say. It meant to say that it might say Kedera in the sense that it doesn't have a motzi and a birkas hamazon, both in the front end and the back end. That's what it meant to say. You got me, Sam?
You're saying you have to add on the words hamotzi and.
That's what it meant when it says kemaisa kedera betchilu besof. Correct. That's what it meant. Kim Maisik Deir.
The Sof is much for that anyway when it says what Bracha is.
It says Beferish. Yeah.
Sof says Beferish.
The Gemara is Masber.
I
understand, but we're focusing. That's what you asked in Seder. Very good, Noam. The stress is to tell me that it's different in the beginning and it's different in the end. That's the Chiddush. Okay, that's the Chiddush. Yeah, go ahead, Gavriel.
I don't really understand how you can say that.
Where does the Gemara not say that? Why can't you read that into the Gemara? It says Kim Maisa Kedera. What is the loss in the Gemara? What it says? He read it very nicely, Asher. What does it say? Kim Maisa Kedera, but lo Kim Maisa Kedera. Kim Maisa Kedera, rechlin tchilu b'sof. What sense? That you don't say Amotzi, you don't say Birkas Hamazon. And that's what it says. By Maisa Kedera, we say Mizonos, and we say what? We say Alamichia, right? We say Mizonos and Alamichia. Whereas here we say Shakom Renefos. At the end of the day, it's not what? It's not a Motzi and it's not Birkas Hamazon. But no, I'm just a little bit bothered by it. It has to say that in such a long out way. But at the end of the day, that's what it's saying. It's not a Motzi, it's not Birkas Hamazon. It says it in two levels.
Second answer.
Okay, we're going to get to it. Let's understand the first answer first. Okay? Don't be disrespectful. You can't be disrespectful to the bucket of rum. Okay, that's a beautiful Pnei Yoshua. It's a Pnei Yoshua. Can't be disrespectful to Pnei Yoshua. I don't think it's so bad. If I want to say, listen, I've always been brought up, Noam, that on bread you bench and you say Amotzi. This is bringing to the table today that there's a type of bread that has neither. And I need to elucidate that slowly. And I elucidate that slowly by saying, you say what? Betchilu you say Mizonos, and you say what? You say Alamichia. Halach lo maisa, right? Betchilas maisa kedera that says Mizonos, and not what? And Mizonos and Alamichia. And this thing is what? Shaka brina fossos. But the commonality of both of them is a what? There's no Amotzi and there's no Birkas Hamazon. I hear what you're bothered by, but I don't think it's nuts.
I understand why it could make sense.
Think about it from the perspective you've been your whole life trained that bread is always Amotzi and Amotzi. I need to elucidate that. Okay? And I need to elucidate there are things that are not like that. Okay? My secondary is not like that, and this Passover is not like that either. Okay? I hear what you're bothered by. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of everyone that's pointing out the Nikuda. Yeah, quick. Go ahead, Akiva.
Pnei Yeshua is saying that when we say
that it's not Hamotzi, and it's not Birkas Hamazon. Correct. And that answers everyone's kasha. Everyone asks you, Rebbe, we know you have to say a bracha rishona, bracha achrona. Yes, we do. But we don't know that on bread you don't say Amotzi and Birkas Hamazon. You follow me? Okay, this is how you work through it. You work through it. That only everything is like fast food. You know what I mean? You have to work at it. The beginning mahalach on this. Okay, this leads us to the second answer that Noam likes better. And that is the Vilna Gaon's answer in the Mitzvah. He says the following. I want you to take a look. What'd you say? Vilna Gaon and the Netziv. Yes. The Vilna Gaon and the Netziv say like this. Take a quick look, believe it or not, on the Mendalat of the Beis on the top. There are some shitas that say you don't say Brain of Fushes in all foods. Take a look at the very top. Okay? Mendalat of the Beis, guys. Okay? Amrav Yitzhak Bar Avdimi Mishum Rabbeinu alabeya valmine kufra betchilim of arshakol basof brain of fashos vechule aval yaraka lo. Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi said mishum rabenu that you only say on eggs, meat, shakol brain of fashos, but on vegetables you do not say brain of fashos. Rav Yitzchak bar Rafila yarka aval maya lo. Rav Yitzchak says on vegetables you do say brain of fashos, water not. Rapap Rafila maya, and we know we paskin that what. We say bread of fashos and everything. But there, you got to know shas. There are shitas that say you don't say bread of fashos and everything. You follow me? So the Vilna Gaon and the Nesiv want to say, aha! They want to say lamaisa like this. There are certain shitas that say what? You only say bread of fashos on eggs and meat. Maybe not on vegetables. Later on they added bread of fashos and other things. Well, you know what? Pas oriz v'dokan, you say, bracha tchilu v'sof lamaisa k'deira. If it didn't say that, you know what I would say? Maybe he wouldn't even have said a bracha achrona on it. That's what I would have said. And therefore, in comparison to Maisek Deira, that it sustains you, and therefore you get a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona. It's not the same. It's a bread of fashos, but Lamais, I would think that. It's very sharp, no? Because it's so... What'd you say? Okay, this doesn't answer the tchilu. I agree with you. That's what I said to Noam and Seder. That's why the first answer has something over the second answer, right? But Lamaisa, this you're right. This you're absolutely right, Kevin. That's exactly what I said though. Only answer that. But you see that you could have said this stuff. It fits in with what we said earlier that the pasor is so bad. Maybe it's so bad you wouldn't say it.
No bracha.
That's what it says in the Gemara here. Yeah. I mean, Rakos, what are you talking about? Nedalmanav, water. I understand we don't pasca like it, but there are shitas like that. So you would have thought that pasor is so bad. I like the fact that what's involved in it. You work at it, Lamaisa. You work at it. You got this? See, I'm hearing what I'm saying? That's the sheet.
Oris and Dokhan are not a Yerek, though. That's
it's bad,
that
though. Idea. The pas is bad.
And that makes sense. Yeah, so who says that?
Insignificant.
Yeah.
Kamashman, you say a bracha. You're right, Gabriel Dozman. Get that down in your notes. It does not answer the first one. It does not answer the first one.
It says in the Gemara, you don't see
it. Okay, I like that. You're right. But it doesn't answer. Okay. I want you to get it. Everyone was on the ball with that. Excellent. Everyone was on the ball with that. Okay? And that's the what? That's the answer. Halacha l'maisa. So those are the two answers I want you to get. Okay. Now, we must turn to what? We must turn to the notion of brain of fashos. Okay? Now we've introduced this concept back to the Gemara about brain of fashos. Okay, back to the Gemara now, brain of fashos. Let's get it. Let's take a look at Tosus on the top. You know what? Do we have the sitter there? Thank you, Usher. Let's take a look at the sitter there. Okay. The bread of fashos. Hello? Okay, let's get the bread of fashos. Okay. Oh, they don't have, you have the... What'd you say?
It's right there.
Yeah, let me have this. Let me have that one. I know where it is. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. So we have this bracha of brain of fashos. Okay, let's see it. And we're going to get to, not today, but tomorrow, if we get to, we'll see. We have to get to the big tises too. But the shear of, it's also tagged the phrase, brain of fashos, lo klumu in the Tanoim, which is itself very interesting. Okay, let's see the top tises. Go ahead, Asher. Okay. A lot of benchers don't even have brain of fashos. They only have alamichia. Go ahead, and benching.
The akoma.
Lichios below.
Below him.
Below what? Excellent. Notice what Tosis calls a delicacy is apples, right? We would say candy or things like that. But Tosis says Hashem created everything in the world that are of necessities. He also created things that are of delicacies, like apples. Umisayim.
Umisayim baruch ha'olim. Yerushalmi baruch atah Hashem
ha'olim. In the Yerushalmi, they actually end up with saying baruch atah Hashem ha'olim. Okay. So basically, what is the concept of brain of fashos? And I always think it's good to use a sitter if you can, because sometimes you'll forget it. When you look at the sitter, you know you won't forget it. Basically, I'm gonna hold this here. What it has is, thank you, the usher. It says that Hashem created everything in the world of necessities, and he even created the things that are of not necessities, like delicacies, like apples and oranges. Okay, so I gave you the tour. The tour quotes a Yesh Omrim. Okay? Now this pshat was said not only by Tosfos, but who else said it? The Rosh. I gave you the Rosh in Siman Zayin. Okay. Actually, it's the Rosh in Siman Ches.
Father like son.
Oh. But the tour, father like son, until the following. Okay, Sam? The tour says in Siman Reish Zayin, very small Siman, he says the following. Yesh Omrim. Wait, what does Yesh Omrim always connote? A new pshat. He says like this. Breina fos rabos v'chasronan, al kol ma shebarata. And the Beis Yosef says that the word v'chesronam is clung to the phrase im kol ma shebarata, which is the next phrase. What does it mean it's clung to it? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He created many, many different types of souls. And there are certain souls, or everyone, no one's soul is perfect. There are certain souls that are lacking things. Many souls are lacking things. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created things in the world to be mamale those chesronos for those people. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created people. But they're not fully complete in the way that they're lacking something. This is the Beis Yosef says the Yesh Omrim means. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created things in the world that can be mamale and compensate and fill in for their lack of what? Lack of completion. That's a completely different pshat than the first pshat. First pshat is Hashem created the necessities in the world, and He also created delicacies. That's Tosfos the Rosh. That's a standard pshat, the tour. Then the tour quotes Yesh Omrim that the Beis Yosef elaborates and embellishes. He means something else. He means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created nefashos, and those nefashos are lacking things, and Hashem created things in the world that what? Can mamali those what? Those chesronos. This is why it says, you're davuk. What is davuk? You cling it, you glue it, im kol ma shebarata. Meaning the chesronan, which are chesronan mean? They're missing things, can be what? Compensated with the things that Hashem created in the world. Find them. Find them, Hashem's asking the people. And you'll be okay to complete it. Now, this is what the Beis Yosef says the pshat is. Now, please get this. Please get this. The Maamar Mordechai says, the tour never mentioned this at all. That's not what the tour says. The tour doesn't mention that lashon. He just says, brain of fashos or buzz of kol ma shebarata. That's all he says. And the Beis Yosef said this whole pshat. So comes along, the Maamar Mordechai says, this is nuts. The tour never said that pshat. Where did Beis Yosef get this? We never found in any Rishonim this pshat. This is what the Maamar Mordechai asks. However, I want to point out that there is one Rishon that says this, the Rashba in the Tshuvas. The Rashba in the Tshuvas says, Beferish, Berei Nefashos, Hu Maskir Sheish Harbei Nefashos Chaseros. Ukedei Lamalos Masha Chaseros Hein, Tzrich Lamasha Bara. They need what Hashem created. It's mash with a what? Like the Beis Yosef. So don't tell me there's no Rishonim that say it. There is one Rishon that says it. Who is it? The Rashba. So the Beis Yosef was mechavin to who? To the Rashba. So it comes out l'maisa that the Maamar Mordechai says, no, that's not what it meant. And he basically says, if it wasn't for the Beis Yosef, if it wasn't for the Beis Yosef, I would say that the tour is not coming to be masbir that there's a yesh omrim lamaisa. There's a yesh omrim, a noob shot of what the nusach of what the bracha of brinafosh means, but rather they're arguing what the nusach bracha is. Do you say bara or barata? Bara is lashon nistar. What's nistar? Third person. I want you to get that. Lashon nistar is third person. You know, like in grammar, lashon nistar is third person. Okay? Koma shibarat. We say shibarat usually. But actually, it's in the brackets in the sitter. Bara is lashon nistar. Nistar means what? Third person. What is barata? First, no, second person. That's called lashon nochach. The person's right in front of you. Or kaviyacha, the edusher, is right in front of you. So, yeah, Lashon Nistar is third person. Lashon Nochach is what? Second person. Okay? So he says, I want you to get this. The Maamar Mordechai says, no, you got it wrong. When the Torah says Yesh Omrim, he didn't mean to offer a new pshat in Brei Nefashos. What did he mean? What did he mean? He meant to offer a different nusach. He meant to offer a different nusach l'maisa. That's all he meant, to offer a different nusach. And that's a big machlaikis, right? Because what is what? What does Tosfos in Rosh say the Gir says? Bara. What does Talmid Rabbi Ben Yonah say the Gir says? Shabarata. Again, what does Tosfos in Rosh say? Tosfos in Rosh says Shabara. You read it very nicely. The Rosh says the same thing. The Talmid Rabbi Ben Yonah says it's Shabarata. You follow what I'm saying? Lamaisa, so it's not a new pshat, Lamaisa. It's just a lashon of what is it talking about? Is it talking about, is it lashon of bar or not? And that's what they're being cholik on. Is it saying, do you say kol mashabara, lashon nistar? Or do you say kol mashabarata? Now, what he's offering in this new pshat is shabarata. It's what you created, Hashem. You created souls that are what? People that are lacking something and find in this rule to compensate for the lack. Therefore, that pshat was just saying, say Shabarat instead of what? Shabara. That's all. He wasn't offering a new pshat. Right, so let's say the whole thing again. What does Tosfos in the Rosh say? Start out. Let's start off. What does Tosfos in the Rosh say? No, what does Tosfos in the Rosh say? The meaning of the whole Mahalat. What does Brina Fashos? Creates the necessities and what else? Excellent, the delicacies. That's Tosfos in the Rosh. What does the Tur say in Simrei Zayin? Quotes Yesh Omrim. Yesh Omrim always implies, like you said, they had a second opinion. And what is that opinion? Beis Yosef says, I'll tell you what the opinion is. All the second Yesh Omrim says is the following words. Berei nefashos, the chesonat, berei nefashos, rabos, chesonat, al kol mashabrat. That's all. Comes along Beis Yosef, must be a new pshat. What's a new pshat? Hashem creates people that are lacking things, and you can fill those lacking things with things in the world that Hashem created. That's what the Beis Yosef says.
Does that mean like spiritually or physically?
Everything. Everything. Physically, Lamaisa. Push up shot physically.
Hashem created Nishamas, and now you build
a... I mean, the Fashion is human beings that what? That are incomplete, Lamaisa. And if you use the faculties of the world, you'll be able to be male those chasronos. The person doesn't need to starve to death. Right? So, yes. You weren't created to be able to without food. So you need food, you're lacking something. Because sometimes you're lacking something. So do things that what that will fulfill those lackings. So that's what the Beis Yosef says. He's offering a new pshat. Comes along the Maamar Mordechai and says, what? This is not what the Tur says. The Tur doesn't say that. In fact, there's no Rishonim that say that. So how do we save that? The Rashba says it. And that's how the Beis Yosef was mechavet to the Rashba, that it is a totally new pshat. So what if he wasn't quoting a new Yesh Omrim? According to Maamar Mordechai, what was the Tur doing? He's bringing a new lashon. They're arguing just on the nusach. Tur in the Rosh says Shabara, says it in our Tosfos. Bara. Shem creates necessities and delicacies. Then the second, yes, the Tur in the Rosh. And what does the second pshat say? What does the second pshat say? Hashem creates general and delicacy. Who does it? He does it. Third person. Shabara. HaKadosh Baruch creates what? Third person. He creates the necessities and the delicacies. Yes? But the second shot, the second Yesh Omrim argues just on the nusach and says what? What does he say? He says they're just arguing on what? Arguing on the nusach. That it should be in you created. That's all. That's all he meant to say.
That's
what we're learning out in the Tur. The Tur is not saying a whole new pshat. He's arguing on nusach. That's all. He's arguing on nusach. What did he say? Talmid Rabbi Yonah says shabarata. Tosfos in Rosh says shabara. Correct. That's all they're arguing about. What should you say? Lashon nistar, lashon nistar, or lashon nochach? Okay. But this is what I wanted you to see. The chiddush nifla. I want you to get, and then we're going to try to add on a chiddush, perhaps. The Prisha on the bottom of the page, we'll get to all the kashas. The Prisha on the bottom of the page of the Tur in Oschof says amazing pshat. He wants to say, if you have the Girsa Koma Shibarata, yes, then you should have no Vav. It says, Brenifos Rabosvachana Koma Shibarata, Lachelos Ben Nefsh Chai Baruch HaYolamim. Right? There's a question what the Girsa is. When you have the girsa, is it a hemshich of v'chesronam? It says, "Reinafos rabos v'chesronan al kol ma'ashabrata." So when you say, do you say v'al kol ma'ashabrata or al kol ma'ashabrata? There's two girsas l'maisa. One machlokas is, do you say bara or barata? Another machlokas is, you say bruchat Hashem Elokeinu melech lam b'reinu v'ashosh rabos kodan v'alkol mashabrata? Or do you say what? Alkol mashabrata. Is the v'chesronan clung together with alkol mashabrata? Or is there a vav that separates it? So he wants to say, very interesting, that Tosfos in the Rosh, Lamaisa, are goers the words of alkol ma with a vav. Why is it v'alkol ma? Because you create what? The things that are needed, right? And it also creates what? The things that are not needed, the delicacies. So you should have a vav according to Tosfos and what else? And if you look in the tour, he says the girsa should be va'al koma with a vav.
You can't just put it in to say there's
a but yeah, that's what he says the girsa to the tour is. And that fits in with what? That fits in, he says, with the shitas at Tosfos. But if you have the girsa without the vav, then it means that you want the chesron to go well with the people that are created. Because people are created with things that are lacking. And therefore, we need the world to what make those up. So that's what the preacher wants to say. The preacher wants to say, if you don't have the vav, that fits with this new shot of what? Of the Rashba. That says, you know, Hashem created the people that are lacking things and they need that. So therefore, you don't want to have the vav because you want to cling those together. But if you hold like Tosfos and the Rosh, then it's appropriate that you have a vav. And we, Nate's pointing out, doesn't it say vav? It does say vav kol ma.
I don't have
yeah, I have it. You don't have it in your Torah? I have vav kol ma shabrata. Do you have the vav?
No.
I have it.
No.
I have it. I have it. You have it also? Excellent, Noam.
Yeah.
Tess. Says, look in the Bach. Simon Rei Zayin. Says it in Feirish. You do have it. Okay. I appreciate the honesty.
Right.
Okay, it's there. You guys got this?
100.
Okay. Everyone got this? Okay. Now I want to say a chiddush. Let's see, Lamaisa, what you say about this chiddush. We have a general theme called a bracha smuch al chaverta, which means that if you have, or for that matter, if you have one bracha that has two themes. For our purposes, one bracha has two themes. You start with a brachat Hashem in the beginning, and you end brachat Hashem. That's what the Gemara says in Arvei Pesachim, the way Tosfos says it. If you have two themes in a bracha, you need to bring it back, so you need a bracha at the end too. You can't just end without a brachat Hashem. There's two themes. Did you notice the end of the Tosfos said, it's a machleis bavlu yisham, you say brachat Hashem, brachat Hashem, chei olamim. Did you notice that? What do you think that machleikis is all about? I thought it was as to whether you say it's two distinct themes, then you need Bruchat Hashem Chei Olamim. The thing is, it doesn't fit in well. I'll be honest with you. What does Tosfos say? Necessities and the delicacies. Those are two separate themes. I would have thought he would have. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't fit in. He quotes Yushan, but I want you to get it down in your notes. And what would you have said with what? What would you say according to Rashman Beis Yosef's chat? It's all one theme. And therefore, Bruchat Hashem, Bruchat Chei Olamim. Like we say, we don't say Bruchat Hashem. So that's what I was thinking, but it doesn't work out. It doesn't work out. That's what I was thinking.
Has it anything
to do with Bruchat Hashem? No, I don't think so. It's a double themes. Double themes, but it doesn't fit in good. That's what I was bothered by. The Vilna Gaon says you say Bruchat Hashem Chei Olamim. But does it fit in good? Okay, so I was trying to think how it could fit in, but I don't see it.
Wait,
I don't see it.
Fit into Brachas Mukul with the
Lechol Erev? No. Fit into the concept that if you have double themes, if you have two themes, say a Brachas Yerushalmi and Brachas Achronim. What is Mr. You say Brachas Hashem Chei Olamim, no? Sfaradim say, yeah. So you fit the fits in? You don't say Brachas Hashem? Sure you do. No, in Brain of Fashos.
Oh, so yeah, we don't.
What are you saying then in Brain of Fashos? You don't say Brachat Hashem? Okay.
Brachat Hashem in the beginning.
Yeah, but you don't say Brachat Hashem at the end. I'm saying Yushami says at the end because it's two themes. If it was one theme, then you would not say it, which we don't. So that doesn't fit in. Okay, it doesn't fit in. Okay, it's a Chiddush. This is what I wanted to suggest by Brenna Foshas. Okay? You follow me? This is the Chiddush. What did you say, Nate? What did you say? Okay. You got this now? Okay. Viter now. Viter, go ahead. You're doing a great job. Yeah, go ahead.
So we have to rule by any time there's brachos, you have...
When you have two themes, you always say Brachat Hashem. Think about Asher Yatzer. You start Brachat Hashem. Don't you end with Brachat Hashem, Rafeich, Obasar, Rafeich, Lazar? It's two themes. Creating the world, you know, the different...
So Shmuel Asher, the first Brachat, I always learned that the reason you do it is because it's not Brachat Hashem, Rafeich, Lazar. And every Brachat needs to have front and back, but that you don't have...
That has two themes in it. There's more than two things. Not every bracha has a bracha in the beginning, bracha at the end.
I learned that every real bracha has to, and then
it
doesn't have to. Every bracha has tefillah. Every bracha has tefillah. Yeah.
Really, we assume lomai is a bracha katzara.
I was in a car, I was like driving with someone, and they said for me to say tefillah sederek. I was like, he was driving, and he gave me
bread of fashos.
He gave me candy to say shakol, and then.
Huh? Yeah, some say brain of fossils. After they say brain of fossils, they go to tefillah sederek. But that's a chumrah. That's a chumrah. That's a different. That's a different. That you're thinking of something else. Every bracha needs a psicha. Every bracha needs a psicha, brachat Hashem. So that's a chumrah that people do. That's a chumrah that people do. No, that's different. No, that's because they want to have a psicha to it. So that's why they want to say. Okay. Lomai, that's the chiddush. Okay. Let's see Vayter now in the Gemara. Go ahead, guys. Let's go. Go ahead, Asher. Im Prusa Kayamis, go ahead. Back to the Gemara. Go ahead. Let's see the Gemara. So we gave a good answer now. So the Gemara asks, Oris is not a Maisik Deri? Go ahead, Vatanya. Did you notice the Bach takes out the word solus? Okay.
Yeah, so, it's
right. So what are all these things? Chilka is what? Divide up into two. Targus is three. Right? Zaris is four. Arson is five. So this is right in there. We have to talk about it maybe tomorrow. But Lomaisa, go ahead. What does it say?
It says specifically that Oris is a Maisa
Gedera. Oh, go ahead.
So who taught this? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. It's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri.
Excellent. Go ahead.
Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, Oris min Dagan
because the same thing that you have to eat, if potentially it ferments, you be chayv karis, but you watch it that it doesn't ferment, and therefore it's matzah. Yes? So don't ask me a katsan. Rabbanan what? Right. Now let me read you the following. Okay? So Gemara, the Rabbanan knows, so there's no kasha. Don't ask me kasha, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Now I'm going to read you a line from the Gemara Pesachim. You tell me what it means. I want to know, according to Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, what would happen if you have millet? Did the Gemara say anything about millet?
No.
Read this. Listen to this line in Pesachim. You ready? Here we go. Daflamin heimad alf in Pesachim. Get it down. Desanya. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Omer. Desanya. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Oser Baoriz Vidochen. Neshekarov Lachmitz. The Farish of Brisa. He asers Oriz Vidokhan because it's Korav what? Karov Lachmitz. Yes? What does that Lashon mean? What does that Lashon mean? It means that what? That also Dokhan, he claims it will be a Min Dogan. And what's your impression from that Gemara? Would you be Yotza with Dokhan Matzah on Pesach? Yes or no? Would you be Yotza with Dokhan Matzah on Pesach?
Yeah.
Yes. He says it's usher, karavli de chimutz. That's what I would say. So get this down. The tzlach in the Midrash Chinuch says not true. They say the fact that Rabbi Yochanan does not mention in our brisa, he only mentions oriz yotze matzah, it shows that dochen, you're not yotze. Even though he asks you to cook dochen on Pesach, the tzlach in the Midrash Chinuch, even though he asks you to cook dochen on Pesach, that's only chamachin agomo. But you're not going to be chayav karetz on chimutz hadolchen. You're not going to be chayav karetz on chametz on dolchen. What does Rabbi Yochanan Nuri say? Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says what? What does he say here? What's the Gemara's answer? That oriz is min dogan. Oriz is matzah. You can be yotzev pesach, and if you eat it, you're chayav karetz. But the Rabbanan argue, right? So it's not a kasha.
Yeah.
So if you, the Gemara by us didn't say a word about dolchen for Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Not one word. I showed you the Gemara's line in Pesachim about Adolchim. What does it say? It's Asr on Pesach because why? Karov lahachmitz. So the Minchaschin. So I would have said from this Gemara in Pesachim, what would I say? Could you with Adolchim matzah? Would you be Yotzah on Pesach? what would the din be?
Yes.
I would say yes. Comes along, the Slachim is going to say no, absolutely not. And our Gemara only mentions what? Only mentions Oriz. That's it. Oriz is the only thing you'd be yotze with. It's also to cook with Dokan and Bezel, but you're not going to be what? You're not going to be yotze in the matzah with it at all. It's a very interesting chiddush. Halacha
l'maisa. You would be chayav karis for Dokan?
No, you would not be chayav karis for it either. Matz and karis go hand in hand. He just says it's also to cook with it because what? It might ferment. But it's not chametz gomer. That's what they want to argue. It is not chametz gomer. Halacha l'maisa.
You would not be
chayav karis. You would not be chayav karis. That's what the Minchas Chinuch and the Tzlach argue. That is correct. They want to argue that you would not be chayav karis. I saying from the Poshup Shad of the Gemara Pesachim, you would be. You would be chayav karis and you would be yotz in the matzah.
So what are we following?
Seems like we follow like the Tzlach and the Minchas Chinuch. Against what I said, the Poshup Shad of the Gemara Pesachim. We don't paskin Rav Yochanan Nuri anyway. Okay? We don't paskin Rav Yochanan Nuri anyway, so therefore it doesn't make a difference. Gavriel, but we want to know what a sheet is. Doesn't make a difference practically, but I want you to know that din. Okay? You got that? What'd you say?
Rashi says it's something about that too.
Rashi, which Rashi? Rashi says, Osir, Boris, Vodokan, Lachlon, Hemenu, Tafshul, the Pesach. Rashi seems to say what I said. Correct. Rashi says what I said. So that's against the Minchas Chinuch and the Tzlach. We were Mechav and the Rashi. Rashi and the Gemara says it'll be Chai, but we don't possibly like him anyway. Okay? Are you got this? Now, Lamai Sikhmur gives a beautiful terence here. Okay? Finish it up. Go ahead. Let's go, Usher. Go ahead.
All
right.
So,
Gemara says, Rabbanan Lo. Yeah, Rabbanan Lo, Atanya. You say Brei Pri Adama. Go ahead. Tachna Afa, you grind it, bake it, you cook it. This mancha what?
This mancha farosus kaimos, at the time in which the pieces stand alone, which is subject to.
What does Tysus say? Second Tysus, go ahead.
Which part?
Second Tysus, Ima Prus Kayamos.
Ima Prus Kaimos, yes, no farshim, the Haina Kisha, lechem in his shard.
It's not soaked in water, kolkach so much. Right, it won't break. You take the piece, it won't break. It's solid enough. Go ahead, back to the Gemara. I don't think that's against Rashi. Why do you think it's against Rashi?
Rashi doesn't say it doesn't break.
Yeah, just elaborating that. Yeah, I don't think it's a good guy. I don't think he means it's not arguing. Won't get messed up in cooking. Go ahead. Three benching. Go ahead. You know Shalosh Brachos bench because the Tov made his lad added later on for Baruch Beitar. Go ahead. Excellent. Then what does it say?
Then you make the bracha for and you make the zones.
Yeah, go ahead. Finish your bracha. Akosis.
If you're chewing rice,
oh,
you make
barkadama. Tachnu afu bashlu. Yeah, read again. Tachnu afu.
Tachnu afu bashlu. If it's
go ahead. All by rice. Go ahead. Avopi.
Even though the pieces are, I guess, intact now.
Right. So you see Beferish, what money? Who's the Brysa? Go ahead.
Money? Who is it?
Ilema.
Ilema Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. If you'll say it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Omar Oriz min Dagan. It says that Oriz is a species of grain. Mazi Yochanan Arts. It should be a boat seat.
Yeah, why would it say a mizonos and al-michi at the end of the tail end of the brisa? So you can't be elav. Who is it?
Elav, Rabbani.
And they say what? And rice, you say what? Mizonos and what? Al-michia. So you see the Rav and Shmuel against who? The Rabbanan now. Not just the. You can't just tell me that brisa like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Even the Rabbanan say it. Go ahead. The Tiyufta?
Tiyufta, the Rav and Shmuel, Tiyufta.
Excellent. So we slug up Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel are wrong. It's a refutation. We slug up Rav and Shmuel. What do they say? What did Rav and Shmuel say? Al-Khamisha-Minim, you say what? Yeah, and Oriz with Dochen, you don't say Mizonos. You see the Rabbanan say not there. Now, Dochen, what do you say? Read the small Tysus. Go ahead. Because we did Rashi yesterday, that third Tysus. Go ahead. Yes?
About
Dochen, lo avi tiyufta. It was not a slug up. Go ahead. The Efsher?
The Efsher, the Havi Hilfasak of a it's possible that they offer
and we don't see Mizonos on Dolphin, so we're going to have to talk about that tomorrow with the next toast.
The question was, it never sucks up the cold.
It never slugged up the din of what? Of Dochen. Koshu is the one that excludes what? Excludes those other ones. These five is excluding Oris with Dochen. So it was only slugged up vis-a-vis what?
Oris.
Dochen was kept alive. Okay, now I want you to get this down. Okay, this is very important. We have a Masorah from our Rebbe, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Tzatzal. Please get it. That you can never have a machlokes in Metzius, in Lumdus. Never. Please get it. Where did this come from? It came from the Yushalmi on this Gemara with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim are arguing the rice ferments. Just go to the chemical lab and test it. Take rice and see if it'll ferment. Rabbanu Shalom. Yushalmi has this kasha. In Shvi's. Yushalmi, yes, yeah, will it ferment?
They have rice now.
It will, but Yushalmi, how could there be a machlokes Chacham and Yochanan ben Nuri on this? Just check it out in the lab. Moreover, what's a famous Gemara in Ksubis? A Mem Aleph, a Mem Aleph, and a Bava Kametet, Vava Mem Aleph? Are oxen tame or are they not tame? Ox. Go ask a zoologist whether they're tame or not. You got to look in the Gemara. How could there be a machlokes whether they're tame or not tame? Baba Kametet Vava Ksubis Mem Aleph Mem Aleph. I remember, yeah. Who asked the zoologist? I mean, he asked him. Gomorrah asked, Chalizra, Papa of Rumishu, whether oxen. You think they looked at oxen? The answer is a very important tool. You guys must get this. Very important tool in Lumbus. You know what? They went to the lab, and 50% of the time, it fermented. Is that enough to deem all rice fermenting? Or do you need 51%? It's a machlokas how to interpret the results. It's a machlokas how to interpret the results. 50% of the oxen in the world are tame. Does that deem them all tame? Or do you need 51%? That is the machlokas in the Gemara. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is a very important tool. Of course there never can be a machlokas in Metzius, Yushalmi says. But the machlok is how do you interpret the facts on the ground, the results. That's the machlok is chum and real chum and real. Chum say you need 51% of the time for the rice to ferment. To deem it as what? Chumis. 50% is not enough. You know what Rabbi Yochanan says? Yes, it is enough. The machlok is about the oxen. 50% of the world that their oxen are wild, that's enough. You understand what I'm saying with this? Sam, you got this tool?
That means that in both cases, by the ox and the rice, it was exactly 50% that it happened.
I'm giving that as an example. It could be any number. It could be 61%. And the under day says you need 62.
Right, so if it was 60,
I was just giving an example to make it simple. But it could be 61%. Maybe 61% of ox in the world are 10. That's not enough to monitor. You need 62. It's a machlekes. What I'm saying, the tool is that you're arguing, it's interpretation of what the results are. They're arguing in Lumdus. They're not arguing on facts. You can't have an argument on facts. Do the test. Do the experiment. You follow this? And it comes up by this concept. It's very important. This Chiddush. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? So now, Lamaisa, we set up for ourselves. We have to do now the all the shitas of this big Taisis for the Bracha Achrona. And we also have to do the shita of Dochen. What is the concept of Bracha Dochen? And Lamaisa also discussed soulless a little bit, whether we take it out or not. Yes, Akiva, go ahead.
So the big rule is that you can never have a machlokes in Lumdus?
No, you can never have a machlokes in Metzius. Write it down. Metzius in facts.
Yeah,
only in Lumdus can you have the machlokes. They're arguing in Svara. You cannot have a machlokes in Metzius.
Right.
Yushalmi says it's in Shvi's. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Chaz are over, okay? This is Hashem, and we'll continue tomorrow. We got Chumash, please, guys, 9 o'clock, guys. I don't remember this.